This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to KMOX. Tom Ackerman with you. It is a pleasure not only to have the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 right here in our hometown, Worldwide Technology Raceway, Madison, Illinois, 5 minutes from the Arch. We've been running it for a long time, but it is always great to have on KMOX. He's been kind enough to do it through the years when he comes into town. Will Power, IndyCar driver with us on KMOX. Good to see you, Will. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to chat with you again. And I know St. Louis brings back good memories for you. You've had, I know, a great relationship, first of all, with the people here in St. Louis and the track. And you've seen it come along, have you not, through the years and develop into a world-class facility?
I have, yeah. I remember when it was resurfaced. I think we actually resurfaced it before we even raced there. But, yeah, the promoters do a great job of it. First class event, always get a big crowd. So, looking forward to it being the beginning of a 5-race stretch to the championship. So a lot on the line, a lot of people in the game. And it's really anyone's guess, one, who will win the race at Gateway, but also who's going to win this championship.
How has the season gone for you thus far in that respect?
It's been a great season. Yeah, you know, I'm second in the championship, a little further back than I'd like in points. After Toronto, I made a mistake there, but five races to go. If you've watched the season, it's been very up and down. Right when you think it's over, you know, if someone makes a mistake and you're right back in the game, or you get a win and put you right back in the game. So I foresee it being a tough battle to the end. I enjoy that stuff. So, I think it'd be very good for the fans. Very good, because it'd be very difficult to predict who's going to win it.
That is Will Power, IndyCar driver. He will be here in St. Louis August 17th. That's a little teaser. And we will play more of the interview after the news. A great visit with one of the great drivers in IndyCar history, the all-time leader in polls with 70. That is just a staggering number. He's coming up after the news. We heard from Ollie Marmol and Josh Schertz. You can always go back to the Odyssey app and listen. We'll have them up on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page. World Golf Hall of Famer Judy Rankin next hour, as well as Lutz. Welcome back to the show. Congratulations again to the women's national team, USA. Team USA women's basketball. 8 straight gold medals. That is an all-timer. 8 straight golds, breaking a tie with the American men's program that won 7 in a row from 1936 to 1968. And the victory came less than 24 hours after the U.S. men's team also beat France for gold. First time in Olympic history that both gold medal games featured the same two teams, USA and France. Unlike the men's game, this one came down to the final second. A last shot by France that was just inside the three-point line. And that is that. It is 67-66, a winner, USA over France. Now back to another world sport, and that is Open Wheel Racing, IndyCar, coming to St. Louis, the Bomberito Automotive Group 500, Worldwide Technology Raceway, 5 minutes from the Arch, big-time racers and drivers like Will Power. More of my interview with Will.
From a technical standpoint, what do you like about that track? What are the challenges of the track, having a tight one and two and a little more open three and four?
Yeah, very unique oval. You got to have compromise in your setup. You always have a lot of push in one and two, which means the front doesn't work, and then it's a bit loose where the rear's moving around in the three and four corners. I think it'll be better racing. They've had some downforce. I think IndyCar may be making some more changes to help the racing. So we'll see what happens. A lot on the line, so we'll see some tough battles, I think.
I'll bet. Will Power is with us on KMOX. You and I are about the same age. I'm a little older than you, but both of us in our 40s.
Yeah.
How do you look at your career at this point? I mean, obviously, you still have a lot ahead of you, but you have such a storied career, Will, and so many incredible marks that you've been able to accomplish. Do you allow yourself to sit back and reflect and appreciate what you've done?
I've been lucky to drive for Penske. So you're given cars that can win week in, week out, you know, given opportunities to win championships, Indy 500s, pole positions. So you can't really ask for more than that as a driver. And I've really enjoyed watching the series evolve to be the toughest series in the world. I mean, the different winners over seasons, different top tens, to be honest, but you got 25 guys that can win each week, and cars are very spec, so no one has an advantage.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Disadvantage, and I feel grateful to be a part of that, to have been a part of that. I do reflect on how much you need to appreciate the position that I'm in. You can never complain. You can never complain, because to be able to be paid to do your passion as a job is all you can ask for in life. So, what I can say is I'm working as hard as I ever have. I'm still working like I'm 20 years old. I'm still learning. Still trying to improve. I'm driving the best I ever have, and that's because I don't let up. I keep that pressure on, and I feel privileged to have that pressure. I think that's you got to have a reason to get up every morning. You just do it. You know, money and all that's one thing. You know, it's not a big deal to me, but competition and something to strive for is a big deal to me, and that's why I keep doing this.
That incredible mark of 64 poles in IndyCar.
70.
So if you add the champ car, it's 70 total.
Yes.
It's an amazing number. I mean, what do you attribute that to? There's a lot, obviously, that goes into that. And it's a team thing too, isn't it?
It's absolutely a team sport. A lot goes into that one lap every weekend that gets you pole position, a lot of homework, a lot of video, studying data, getting the setup right, working with your engineer, and then executing a perfect lap. That was something that I worked on. That was the main thing that I enjoyed the most about racing, was being the quickest. More later on, I've worked on racecraft and the mental aspect big time. But so I was very happy to get that record, something I never would have believed I would get, to be surpassed Mario Andretti. It was something very special, a family that I have was a huge fan of Michael Andretti. And, that name is such a big name in motorsport. But, to sit back and think about that in this sport, to get that many pole positions, with, you know, a lot of them with Penske, feel privileged and great position to be in.
It really is something, just a mind-blowing number of 70, and I mentioned 64 in IndyCar, 6 in Champ Car. Those open wheel races, just to describe to people, if they haven't been, it is a lot different than, say, NASCAR. It's a lot different than Formula One. There's just something special about the entire IndyCar vibe. How do you describe it? How do you describe what is around you?
Well, IndyCar's unique because you've got to be very versatile. You know, it's very tough to win a championship because at every discipline, you've got to be strong. You've got the street courses, which are, to me, unique to IndyCar. Like, you don't see Formula One race on the street courses we race on. Like, we race on seriously bumpy, tight, tough street courses. Road courses, short ovals, and they're all different. Like, Iowa was completely different to Gateway. You know, we're running at Nashville, which is in between a short oval and a long oval. And then you got the super speedway like Indianapolis. So very hard to be good at all that in one season, execute all that. And that's what really separates IndyCar from any other series in the world. It's a satisfying series to win in when you've won on all those disciplines and, you know, you put a perfect year together, you've done something special. Yeah, it kind of shows what Palou did last year when he was able to wrap it up with two to go, or one or two to go. I mean, you know, that was you haven't seen that for years, and it kind of shows what sort of driver he is to be able to do that. But to win a championship in this series, you've done something special, and it's very satisfying.
Well, you have done that. You were the IndyCar champion in 2014. You were the champion in 2022. You won the Indy 500 in 2018. I mentioned the 70 unbelievable poles and all of the things that go into it. It's been remarkable to be able to follow your career, and it's great having you in St. It's an honor to have you in St. Louis always at this track. Will, thank you very much for being with us on KMOX today.
And that's Will Power. He did say thank you at the end. It's great to visit with you on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Let's hear from Lutz Fahnenstiel. He's calling in. Sporting Director of St. Louis City SC right after this.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.